Mr. Meehan.
Just a quick one, Chairman. Firstly, I think it's good the way you've Singapore Power has not cast their shares as a proxy, that you've held them back as discretion, proxy's discretion, so we can actually see what the independent shareholders are doing with each resolution rather than being swamped by your 51%. So well done on taking that decision, and hopefully for all the rest of the resolutions you won't need to exercise that 51% voting power. Just a quick one for Martin. Martin obviously is here as an independent director. We're in his hands to ensure we don't go over the top in paying too much for the Alinta assets. And I just want to ask him that the GIC, the Singapore government's investment company, has just, I think, teamed up with the Myer family to buy Myer in Melbourne, the largest department store in the Southern Hemisphere. So we actually have a situation where Martin's family is doing deals with the Singapore government on unrelated businesses, you know, large property transactions worth hundreds of millions. So I'd just like to ask him, was he involved in any of that, and what's his view on his independent role keeping the Singapore government company honest here while his family's off buying up hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property in joint ventures with the very same Singapore government that he's holding at bay on our behalf?
Martin, before you respond, if you choose to respond, may I just add that, all right, as I've mentioned, all the members of the board have unanimously, you know, agreed that Mr. Myer has been an excellent independent director. So, you know, there are no doubts whatsoever on his independence, his integrity, as well as honesty. So, you know, in case you have any sort of doubts in that sense, I would like to dispel it right here and now. So, Martin, have you anything you'd like to add?
Well, Chairman, thank you very much for those kind comments. Stephen, you would be aware, of course, going back when I was on the Coles Myer board and the Coles company was in the process of selling the Myer business, and the family, as you were correctly pointed out, were a bidder for that business. I was the mushroom in all of that. I could neither play any part in the Coles Myer board's deliberations on that issue nor in the family's. So the only thing I knew about either side of that transaction was what I read in the papers. And the same applied when the Myer store business was sold by the Myer, the new owners of Myer. So I've had no involvement in that transaction. I can say that it was news to me very late in the process that GIC was to become a shareholder. I think that's a great outcome for both the Myer business and Myer customers, and I have no doubt that they will exercise their role in this joint venture very appropriately. I have no involvement with the management of the Myer business, nor will have no involvement with the management of that Myer asset. My engineering background, I think places me in a very good position to have a good role on this board. I hope I act very independently. I certainly believe I do. And I look forward to continuing with the board of the company as it develops and grows over the future.
Thank you very much, Martin.